When's the last time that you noticed in your body the emotions that you were feeling? For instance, where do you feel joy, surprise, anger, abandonment, wonder, curiosity? I could list where in my body these emotions live, because when I'm feeling them, that particular part of my body, it's like it's blinking, it's resonating. I'd like to tell you about a certain part of my body that represents betrayal. The spot is right where you get stabbed in the back. You know that phrase, someone stabbed me in the back. It's right there between my shoulder blades and my spine, a tender spot. I remember feeling that feeling in a therapy session when my therapist said, "Where in your body are you feeling this emotion? And is it old or new? Or is it imagined? Perhaps I was worried about this emotion, conjuring up with my imagination a future event that may or may not happen. And I would feel it in my body and it would tell me, oh, I am feeling this feeling. And then I'd have autonomy to handle it in a way that felt empowering and healing. What was interesting is I started to think about that part of my body and how it related to my creator side. I did not want to be a victim to betrayal. I also didn't want to have that part of my body only be for that emotion. How could I reclaim it was my question. And so nature gave me the answer. There was a season in my life where I saw so many bald eagles, an unusual amount. I saw them in snowstorms. I saw them in city parks. I saw them driving from city to city in the north. I saw them in the most random places. Bald eagles, little ones, big ones, their nests, their young ones, just so many bald eagles. And I know now that when things come in that level of frequency, I pay attention. And I started to ponder the eagle. And I pondered the wings of the eagle. And as I thought of the eagle's wings, how strong they were, how free, what they symbolized, I imagined that tender place between my spine and my shoulder blade as the origin of my own wings. As I imagined that space that once held a knife of pain, I was able to open up my heart, stand up straight, and imagine that from those tender places, giant and strong wings were emerging, growing, expanding, and setting me free. And with that, I reclaimed my most tender and devastating parts of my body that stored such pain. All of a sudden, I was strong. I was bold. I was honest. And I am free.